You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. An administrative law professor at Syracuse University feels the future of how to handle the crisis of breaking up immigrant families entering the U.S. remains uncertain. David Driesen says President Trump's executive order to reverse his policy doesn't state if the previous families will be unified or if there is any plan to accomplish that. He says the real truth is the immigrants come to America because they're fleeing persecution and poverty. They're seeking refuge.
Their families, they are not committed any real crime. It is, of course, crimes all over the border now, but that does not mean you have to separate parents and children. So I think it's despicable. And in terms of the executive order, it responds to the evil of separating parents and children with a new evil, which is to keep them together in jail.
The professor says applications for asylum seekers aren't being processed at the U.S. border, so immigrants resort to entering between ports of entries. That is a misdemeanor, but it's not a reason to jail families.
Is there exceptions in that bill for child welfare? And you might argue that it's not, child welfare is not served by putting them in jail. And so I'm not confident. This whole thing could be a mirage. I'm not sure of that. Depends on how it's implemented. But I don't have much faith in these guys. Trump does not follow the law. He does what he wants. And that's a big problem for American democracy.
Driesen has been reviewing legislation by Republicans, but he said he could not find a single provision in the Paul Ryan compromise bill that says the reunification of families must happen. He says lawmakers continue to be unresponsive to a humanitarian crisis brought on by the president, and Congress needs to hold Trump responsible. A vote on the conservative bill failed in the House on Thursday, and the Ryan companion bill has been pushed to Friday. Cornell University immigration law professor Stephen Yale Lair said in a release that if Trump's executive order is successful at modifying the Flores versus Reno agreement of 1997, that could trigger separate lawsuits to question the legality of detaining immigrant families for long periods of time. For more on this and other local news, visit our website, waer.org.